HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You are listening to Masala Bites, HD City Daily News Wrap, your one-stop podcast for all the daily news from the world of entertainment and lifestyle with me, Mallika. Sonu Sood is not big on birthdays, but nothing can stop his fans from making it special for him. Another temple is being constructed for the actor in Andhra Pradesh and he feels humbled by it. I am humbled to see the love being showered by them. The moment I started helping people, I didn't focus on one village or state, it was Pan India. I want to continue making it bigger, he tells us. Turning 48 today, Sonu says things have become bigger and frequency of calls have increased. And therefore, this is how his birthday will be. I am getting calls from different states. There are 7-8 people walking, some are on bicycles, some on bikes who are coming all the way to Mumbai on my birthday. It is a big challenge. I'll make sure it happens no matter how much time it takes, says Sood, sharing his birthday wish for this year is to have at least 1,000 to 1,500 free beds in hospitals and 10 times more scholarships for students by my next birthday. As Manipur's Mirabai Chanu gets applauded for bringing medal glory from Olympics, fitness enthusiast Ankita Kovar wonders if people from the Northeast need to win medals to be recognized as Indians. She has started a conversation by calling out the racist attitude through her tweet and feels we should accept our flaws. She says, "It is not going to change by just one person. I'm just trying to make a point that these things exist in a society," says Kanwar, who hails from Assam. Opening up about what pushed her to give words to her thoughts, she tells us, "I know people who call out individuals from Northeast as chinky. I've corrected them many times. Now I see them coming out and say, we're so proud of you. When you see a post like that, you're like, oh wow, now you think that we're a part of India. But when I'm there with you, then you don't think so. It is only when somebody is winning a medal that you can be a part of the country. So what about the rest of us?" she questions. Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk had a heart-related incident when he collapsed on the show's New Mexico set and his condition is stable as he recovers at a hospital, his representative said on Wednesday. "We can confirm Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident," the statement said. "He and his family would like to express gratitude for the incredible doctors and nurses looking after him, as well as his cast, crew and producers who have stayed by his side. The Odenkirks would also like to thank everybody for the outpouring of well-wishes and ask for their privacy at this time as Bob works on his recovery." To read more about the news briefs I shared, please pick up a copy of Hindustan Times today. If you don't have access to a physical copy of the paper, please log on to www.paper.hindustantimes.com and read the stories. Do like and follow us in HD Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. To collaborate, write to us on podcast@hindustantimes.com and to listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. Thank you.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.